start.
Mayor Rabbeisai, I want to thank everyone for coming to the yard site. Joshua Lezecha Nishmas Marino, Rabbeinu Mirzal. We all know the tremendous place he held in our lives, and Baruch Hashem, on Thursday there was a wonderful siyum made by the high school and Yeshiva Gedolah boys together, and it was just a tremendous, tremendous thing. And this is a hamshach from that. Without further ado, it's our tremendous kavod to call upon the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Lopiansky, to deliver a shir.
Ravina Mizrachi Vracha wore many hats, many full-time jobs, and it's befitting that each and every one of those different tafkidim that he fulfilled should have its own memorial. He was the Rav of the shul and the community, and the shul marked the yard site with a siyum. He was the founder of the high school first, and taught there till almost his last day, and the high school marked it. Possibly his the thing he took, the crown jewel, might have been the Yeshiva Gdola, and it was something he took tremendous pride in and said Shir Kolim occasionally. And it's felt that the yeshivas, including Yeshiva Gdola, should mark it in a way that's befitting Rosh Yeshiva. Traditionally, in yeshivas on a Rosh Yeshiva's yard site, a shir is said, a yeshiva type shir, a yeshiva level shir, and divrei soros, and we'll mark it, Bezos Hashem, the same thing. There'll be the shir, and then Rabbi Hyatt will give us divrei zechonos and his oris, and then a kaddish and a gelmole. I try to pick a sugya that will be a little more accessible to people not learning. I recognize many people came lechvodo from the outside. High school is learning different mesechta. So the shir itself will be on a topic that includes the yeshiva gdola limud and the high school limud. It'll straddle ksubis and psachim. And I try to pick a topic in ksubis that is a little more accessible to someone who's not in the sugyas. Ksubis is a very hard mesechta, very involved mesechta. And the topic I chose is something a little more accessible. It's something that also befits the nifter, who was very involved in the issues in Yanim in the community, the gittin, the ketushin, and may this dvarim be zikaron for him. We'll start with the first page, which describes the brachas that are set under the chuppah. Those brachas, to the outsider, sound like one long arichus from the Baruch Haba until they dance out the chasen. There are actually two sets of brachas. Let's take a look at the Gemara towards about Tana Rabbanan. It's about two-thirds way down. There's two dots. Tana Rabbanan, Mevarchim Berachas Chasanim, and then Beveis HaChasanim. You make Berachas Chasanim, Beveis Chasanim. Reb Yehuda says, Afe Beis Eresin. And then, two lines later, Tanya Idach, Mevarchim Berachas Chasanim, Beveis Chasanim. You make Berachas Chasanim in Beis Chasanim, or Berachas Eresin, Beis Eresin. You make Berachas Chasanim for Chasim, Beis Eresin for in Beis Eresin. In Halacha, Eresin and Nesuin are two separate stages. They used to be made a year apart. The Eresin is the giving the ring in front of Adam, saying at Mekudeshes. The Nesuin is either the Yichud, the going home afterwards, the Chuppah itself, and that has its own set of brachas. The Birchas Eresin is the first bracha the Masad HaKdushin makes, that's our minhag, and then we read the Ksuba to mark a gap, sort of make a hefsik between the Eresin and the Nesuin, and then giving the Ksuba and the Sheva brachas are all part and parcel of the Nesuin. So the Gemara says, what is Birchas Eresin? My mevarich, Rabba Rad Rabba Vada Tavaya Mishred Yuda Amri, Baruch Ato Hashem Lekem Al Choylam, Asher Kichon Mitzvoysa Vitzivonu Al HaRoyos, Ve'osel Nasa Rusos, Vitlo Nasa Nesuos, Adichupa Vikdushin, And then Rav Acha brings from Rabbi Yehuda, they would finish the, there was another minhag to finish it with Baruch Atah Hashem Ekad Yisrael Lechupa V'Kedushin. So there was two minhagim how to finish, not finish it, and that's Birchas Eirusin. Birchas Chasanim, we don't have it here. It's the Gemara says Birchas Chasanim Omer Rabbi Yehuda, and he lists all the Birchas Chasanim. So we have two brachas, Birchas Eirusin and Birchas Chasanim. They are part of two separate ceremonies. The fact that we lump them together is sort of convenience for us, but the way it was, it's two separate inyanim. And we're going to be focusing on the first one of them, Birchas Ha'erisin. We're going to find a machlokes rishonim, where to make it. We're going to try to understand what lies behind that machlokes. And we will try to learn, understand a better sense about Birchas HaMitzvahs in general and understand where the machlokes is. That's going to be the general structure of what we're doing. Where do you make this bracha? So, those of you who learned Psachim, the high school boys, I'm sure learned Tosfos in Psachim Daf Zayin Aleph. I didn't make it on the sheet here, but I'm sure all of you remember it anyway. It's you make it. Tosfos says one line, the bottom Tosfos in Zayin Amar Aleph, Veteda. Shari Birchas Erisin, Eina Mevarach Ala Ach Erisin. You make the Birchas Erisin after the Erisin, Tosfos says. You make it afterwards. No, Tosfos explains why. Tosfos says, even though one should do it before, most Birchas HaMitzvahs you do before the mitzvah, but he says when you have somebody else making the bracha, he can make it afterwards also. That's Tosfos. Let's take a look at the Tosfos read on the side by us. He brings a discussion about it. I picked it as it simply was a small convenient, but many Rishonim talk about it. And the Tosfos Rid says, he goes into a discussion about when a person should make that bracha, and what happens if you didn't make the bracha. And he says over here, he brings two shitas as whether or not you say it afterwards or beforehand. And he says that, you know, he brings both shitas over here. He has Zachro, whichever one. Take a look at, he speaks about when to make Sheva brachas. Goes through a lot of his halachas. Let me see if I can find the line that would be most succinct. What?
Second line.
Yeah, take that line. Venerly, the afagav shekola mitzvahs mevorachlim over lasiyasan. Even though normally you should make over lasiyasan, hacha bereisha mekadesh varim mevorach. Over here you do it first. Why? Mipnei shu toli b'das acherim v'shem yachzim v'al v'tolo. So the Rid says, listen, it's very possible that the person is going to, the woman might chicken out at the last minute. You're not the one who can decide whether you're going ahead and doing it, as opposed to Lulav and Esrig and Sukkah. And Bemela, you're going to have to wait and see what she says. We'll make it afterwards. So the Tosfos Rid seems to say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. But since we have a problem here, we don't want Chas HaShalom to make a bracha l'batala, so we're going to wait till afterwards. We'll take a look at the Rambam now. We have it marked off and see how the Rambam says. It's Rambam Hilchos Ishus. Kol HaMikach Chav Gimel. This time it's marked off. Kol HaMikadish Isha. Bein al de atzmai, bein al de shliach, tzorech levorech koidem akdushin, oi hu o shlucho, kederech shemevorechin al kol ha-mitzvahs. You make a bracha by kdushin, like you would on any mitzvah. V'achar kach mekadesh. And then you make the kdushin. Ve'im kidesh v'loibirech, Let's say you make kedushin, you didn't make the bracha. Lo yevarech acha kedushin. Shezu bracha levatola. It's a bracha levatola to make it after kedushin. Masha nase kvar nase. It's a done deal. It's very interesting, the Rambam's lashon. The Rambam is very, very insistent. Obviously, the Machlokas Rishonim was written in his days. There's actually a Joseph Riff on it and so on. And the Rambam is making clear that you can't do it afterwards. The Raivet argues, Kosovo Raivet on the left side, Ein onu nogin kein, that's not our minig, Elo mekadesh v'acharkach mevorech. We make Kedushin and then a bracha, v'atam, just like we saw the Tosfos read, b'pnei shadova toli b'das acherim, shim timoen ha'ishav lo tirtzar e'brochel v'atolo. He says, listen, if the woman says no, it's a brochel v'atolo, and therefore we wait afterwards. So the Raivet and the Rambam are arguing head to head on whether or not we should make the bracha afterwards or before. I want to be medayik something in the Rosh and Rambam as we're reading it. The Rambam says, "Tzorech levorech koydem akdushin or shlucho kederach shavar kol mitzvos v'charkach mekadesh." What does he mean v'charkach mekadesh? What does he want? Well, he said, you have to make the bracha first before the kedushin, and then make the kedushin. So some want to be medayik that the Rambam means you have to make it immediately before, and not like sheva brachas for chuppah, that you can actually wait a while until you go into the yichud, or if they made it before the nesuin, it's good, and so on. It's possible, but interesting lashon of the Rambam. Good. So you have a machlokas, the Rambam, the Raivet, and really it's a machlokas across the board from all Rishonim. Most of Rishonim actually are not like the Rambam. Our minig is like the Rambam, that's how we do. But many Rishonim at least don't say like the Rambam. What's the machlokas? So the machlokas is usually the easy machlokas, the easy way to explain the machlokas is it a birchas ha-mitzvah or is it not birchas ha-mitzvah? The bracha kedushin doesn't quite resemble the normal bracha hashekshan tzvoyse v'tzivonu al netolos yadayim, or al bir chametz. It's a strange lashon, so maybe it's not really birchas mitzvah. That is the elementary explanation given to understand that machlokas. I don't see it like that. It doesn't look like that in the Raivet. The Raivet seems to say it is a birchas mitzvah, but sometimes you just have to switch it because you don't want a bracha levatola. In the choice between the preferred way of making a bracha before mitzvah and taking a risk of bracha levatola, or a b'di'evid way of doing it after the mitzvah, let's go with after the mitzvah so that we're sure about it. That sounds like the Raivet. Many of the other Rishonim, the Ran, who says over here, the Ran, it talks about what kind of bracha is it. He says it's not really a birchas mitzvah. It's a little vague. What does it mean? It's not really. He says a birchas mitzvah, it's not the general birchas mitzvah. The Ritva, who seems to argue with that, who seems to argue with the Rambam, it's interesting. He doesn't say that the Rambam is wrong. He says hifriz al midoysov. In other words, it's too extreme. If the machlokes is what kind of bracha it is, he should say, you know, the ein zu birchas mitzvah el birchas shevach. He says hifriz al midoysov. He says it's a bracha that includes too many other elements. It's not quite like the normal birchas mitzvah. In all the rishonim, it sounds as if it's some sort of not quite birchas mitzvah. It's not a straight out argument: is it birchas mitzvah or is it not? The Ramban actually says it is birchas mitzvah mefurish. He says in Psachim. I don't know how the Ramban holds, but all of his kat, the Rashba and the Ritva, they are all dus argue with the Rambam. So it's mistav. The Ramban is also like that, and the Ramban calls it birchas mitzvah. So what we'd like to do is to try to understand this big machlokas we've shown him, not as a straight out machlokas: is it a birchas mitzvah or is it not a birchas mitzvah? I would like to understand that there's a question really here about the nature of birchas mitzvah and the nature of why we do it beforehand. Before that, I want to look at one or two other problems in the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam on page 5. The Hamol Mevorech Koidim Sheyomul. Here we're talking about Bris Mila. Hamol Mevorech Koidim Sheyomul Asher Kitshonim Mitzvoisov Bitzivon Ala Mila. Whoever makes the Bris makes a bracha. We do that. Imol Ben Chaveroi Vimolas Benoi Mevorech Imolas Ben Chaver Vimolas Benoi. If you do your own Mevorech Vitzivon Lomul, because the difference whether it's your mitzvah or someone else's mitzvah is whether you make Al or Le. V'Aviya ben Mevorech Bracha Acheres, and then the Aviya ben makes another bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem Lekem Acholam Hashekshan Svoyis Tzivon Achnisa Bishavram Avinu. Where exactly does the Aviya ben make this bracha? I can tell you what we do, but the question is, what did the Rambam mean? It's ambiguous. You could say it's as if the Rambam says Hamol Mevorech Koidem Sheyomul. And Ve'avia Ben, they're standing there before the bris, so the father does it, the moel makes his bracha, the father makes his bracha, and then we go with the bris. The Kesef Mishnah over here says, no, Kesef Mishnah learned it very pashit, Kesef Mishnah is the machabe, the shelcharech, v'achilek shkosebeinu amosnoso, u'memashe kosebeinu amol mevorek koidem sheyomul, v'lo kosevavia ben mevorek koidem sheyomul, Mashma the swilik rebenetam, the laacha milum vorchlex is a bush of our vino. The afal gav, the kola brox vorchlem, well, the siosan shiny brox zunil shavar do balmo. So the Kesef Mishnah has a problem that according to Rambam, he learnt as a dova pashit that the Rambam means what we do, that you make the brox of lachniso afterwards. So he asked, well, the Rambam is so strong about Birchas HaMitzvos, he says, so it's not a Birchas HaMitzvos, it's Birchas HaShevach. So why is the Rambam so strident about the bracha of Erisin? The other Rishonim point out, the Nusach is not a Nusach of Birchas HaMitzvah, it's sort of a Nusach of Asher Kitshon Mitzvoisov. All the Rishonim say the Nusach is a strange Nusach. So why would the Rambam not learn the same in both? If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah taken on beforehand, if such a Nusach is a Birchas, Asher Kitshon Mitzvoisov Achnisa Birchas Avraham Avinu is also the bracha can go either way. How did the Rambam decide which way the bracha is going? That's what many people ask on the Rambam. One more small element of question on the Rambam. What is the mitzvah being Mekadosh and Isha? So the Rambam says, the Rambam has two Sefer Mitzvahs. He has the Sefer Mitzvahs that's called Sefer Mitzvahs. And in the beginning of the Sefer of Mishnah Torah, he lists all the mitzvahs and they're listed at each section. He says, Likach so Isha, this is what he says over here, are they Eris and Viksuba? There's no mitzvah on Kedushin itself. The mitzvah is to marry a woman using Erisin and Nisuin, which means that there's a long period here. The mitzvah starts with Harayat and it finishes with the Ksuba, with the Yichud, with the Nisuin. In his Sefer mitzvahs, he says it in a very different Nusach. It's hard nusach to understand, and however it may be, whether it's the same or machlokas, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah certainly should be consistent with his Sefer Mitzvahs in Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam says before that if you have a mitzvah that stretches over time, like sitting in the sukkah, and you forgot to make the bracha, you can do it in the middle. So over here, it is stretching over time, so why don't you... why can't you do the mitzvah, the bracha, afterwards? You'll should do beforehand, but just like if you're sitting in the sukkah and towards the end of the meal, before you have the last kazayas, you reminded yourself, you can make the bracha, no problem. Same thing with tefillin, so on. That's another, there are many different ways of going with that. Okay, so I want to try to understand that the Rambam understood Birchas HaMitzvahs in a very different way than the other Rishonim did. The Machlokas is understanding Birchas HaMitzvahs, and that is going to help us understand the machlokas and the reasons for the why the Rambam differs in Birchas Mila and so on. Let's take a look at the Rambam's own lashon for Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's on page 7. So I'm going to look at the Ramos, and I'm going to look at one or two more points about, surprising points about Beres HaMitzvahs. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, describes what mitzvahs are. And he says, there's a mitzvah essay in the Torah for Beres HaMazon. That's the only bracha midaraisa. That's Halacha Aleph. Halacha Beis. Umidivrei Seifrim, Levarech al kol Meichel Tchila, Vachakir Yanim Menu. It is a mitzvah derabbanan to make a bracha before you enjoy any food. And so on. Gimel. Ukeshem shemivorech al hanor, and just like you make a bracha hanor, kach mivorech al kol mitzvah v'chakeh aisa. You make a bracha on every mitzvah. What's the kashem? On a bris, the kashem shenichnas, there's been thousands of drushes. What's the kashem? They made a bracha. They were mesakin brachas. There's another category he's going to say in a minute. It says the birchas hashevach, which includes if you see lightning and thunder and the yama gadol and batei kvaris and 101 other things. So what's the kashem? I mean, they made brachos. They made brachos that will apply to hanor, to mitzvahs. If so, the Ramos has said, "Ukeshem shemivarchim al hanor val mitzvahs, kei mivarchim al everything else that we make Beres HaShevach." What's the kashem? What does he want over here? And then the Rambam, in the middle of that halacha gimel, says, "Ubrachos rabos tiknu chachamim derech sheva v'idor v'derech bakosha." Chazal made many, many brachas that are a shevach and a hador and bakosha. They liska sabori tomid, to remember Kadosh Baruch Hu always. Afal pish loy nenev losa mitzvah. Even though he wasn't nenev losa mitzvah. If someone were to ask me this line over here. Derech shevach vaydor bakoshek eliska sabori tamid olayira, I would say that should be the title of Hilchos Brachos. Mitzvah Seser Torah, Beis umedivrei soifrim lahoidoi solahalel shevach vaydor bakoshek eliska sabori tamid yermenu v'tiknu al mitzvahs hanor and other things and etc. I mean, is brichas a mitzvah and brichas nenin not a shevach and a kadosh baruch hu? You're right. There is no element of tefillin bakasha, but he defines birchas hashavach noidor as a bracha whose purpose is to mishabeach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And what is borei pri ha'etz and shahakol nir b'dvara? That's not shavach noidor. How does that mark birchas hoidor shavach as opposed to birchas mitzvah? And Bersanah certainly is that. And when we say Ashekshan Tzvoisav, it's Sivonu Lazik Devisorah, that's not Sheva Fotah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very, very strange. He's trying to give us an overview of what mitzvahs are, and we have of what brachas are, and it's very strange. Birchas HaMitzvah, he says, is like Bersanah, and Birchas HaShevach is a whole new category whose job is to Meshabeach, Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. The only element here that might is bakasha, we only find in Beres HaShevach, we don't find it in Beres, but the rest of it. So the Rambam here is kind of has us very puzzled about understanding the classification of the brachas. The classification is important because Birchas Hanor and Birchas HaMitzvah have to be beforehand. Birchas HaShevach does not have to be beforehand. You make the bracha after the lightning. Okay, that's a. I want to look at another puzzling thing. Let's take a look at page 9. This is a pasuk. It's going on a pasuk in Dvarim, in Avos Bikurim. In Avos Bikurim, it says, "V'lo shachachti." It says, "An vidui maisris." A person has to say, "Bi'arta kodesh mina bayis v'gam satif lelevi like else I'm gonna." I took all my maisris out of my house. I gave it to the Levi and to the Ger and Yosamana, whoever needed to give it to. I did it kechol mitzvay secha. I wasn't marked in truma to be kurim at maisa to truma. I did everything the way you did. I didn't eat it but as an oinon. In other words, vidu maisus is I fulfilled hilchas maisus 100%. It's a doraisnik halacha, and that's what I'm supposed to do. V'lo shachachti, Rashi says, milvarecha ala freshes maisus. I made a bracha before I took maisus. So all the commentaries on Rashi, Rashi himself has a few hundred commentaries on Chumash, Rashi and Chumash has his own, they say it's lav dafka. It doesn't really mean that because brachas are only the Rabbanan. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that that's not right. Take a look at page 10, the next page. There's the Mila Varechecha. This is going on a Gemara here. Rashi again says Baruch Hashem Kishon Soisav Itzivanu Lehafrish Truma Maisa. He's talking about that bracha. So there's two elements to this question. One element is it's only the Rabbanan. Okay, that's I don't have fantastic theories for that. But I'd like to ask a question that goes more to the heart of the issue. If somebody lit Hanukkah lights, candles, without a bracha, how would you categorize that? I would say he did the mitzvahs Hanukkah, he did fine, used Shem Azayisach, he did Mahadrin Mahadrin. In Hilchas Brachas, he needs some chizuk. He's got a problem with Hilchas Brachas. A person puts on tefillin, so he's got and he doesn't make a bracha. In Hilchas Tefillin, it's 100% okay. I mean, he's Mekayim Tefillin. There's another set of halachas called Hilchas Brachas. Chazal will metaken a bracha. And b'meila, he's missing Hilchas Brachas. So I would make a big check in Hilchas Tefillin and an X in Hilchas Brachas. That's most of the thing. Vidui Maisris is talking and discussing the things, the shleimus are bringing the maisris. I brought it in time. I have to get out of the house by the end of the Seder over here, by the years. I can't eat it betuma. I can't be makdim one for the other. Vidu maisus is Ribbono Shelom. I was mekayim mitzvahs trumas and maisus the way I should. Great. And I also made a bracha. And let's say you wouldn't have made a bracha. Let's say the bracha is the rice and wouldn't have made the bracha. Is that a problem in the maisris? Is that a problem in Hilchas? Imagine let's say I have Maisa Sheni, my own Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim that I'm eating. And an Ani comes by and he's hungry. And he says, I'm starving to death, could you give me a morsel of bread? And I say, no, I'm a tzaddik, I want to eat all the Maisa Sheni myself. So I'm a tzaddik, Maisa Sheni, and a Russian stalker. I don't know what the Shachar Shemayim passes it, but it's two separate departments. What does the bracha have to do with that? So I think, I would like to say the following. Let's go back to Gemara and Dapsayin Amid Beis that you learned in over the, I think maybe you're holding that now, I'm not sure. The Gemara says like this, the Kula Alma, mi me karabina levruche. The Gemara, as it's dealing with what the bracha is in terms of, in what the bracha is in terms of levayer chametz, albir chametz, the Gemara is juggling different nuschos, comparing different nuschos, and the point is what nusach most sharply indicates that you're about to do the mitzvah. That's the point. So the Gemara says, you know, in this whole argument, the one point that seems clear to everybody is the kula alma miya me karabina levruche. Everybody seems to feel you must make a bracha before the mitzvah. Minolon, how do you know it? The Amar Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel kol mitzvahs mevarach aleim oivalas yosem. Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel said all mitzvahs you need to make a bracha on it before you do it. My mashmadai oivu lishnik dumi. How do you, the word over is a strange lashon? So Gemara says Amar Nachmi Yitzchak vayarat achimot and vayarat akushi voivu lefneim and so on. Fine. This Gemara, let's take Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel's halacha, the way he presents it. There are two ways you could look at it and learn it. I say, you know, I heard a member from Yudah Amar Shmuel, kol mitzvahs you need to make oivelas yosem. One way I can learn is, we know that all mitzvahs need to make a bracha. We know that from another source, from a mishnah someplace, a brisa someplace, a svara, whatever you want. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel was mechadish that you must do it when? Beforehand. That's his chiddush. So it's as if you wanted to put the emphasis, he would say kol mitzvos v'varach aleihem oivel asiyosam. That's his chiddush. There's another way to learn it, and it goes as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmol said you should know every mitzvah needs a bracha beforehand. The mitzvah itself requires to be introduced by a bracha. In other words, this is the definition of Birchas HaMitzvah. Not that Birchas HaMitzvah is one thing and the most appropriate time to say it is another time, but rather he's describing to us Birchas HaMitzvah. You know, there's 613 mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs that you do precede them with a bracha. That is the halacha. The halacha of Birchas HaMitzvah is to precede it. And I want to bring a raya that many Rishonim, or at least Rashi, learns like that. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Tesvav, I didn't photocopy it. The Gemara over there mentions, Gemara Tesvav and Beis, the Gemara says that Brachas are at Rabbanim. The Gemara is dealing there with Birchas Krishma, and so on. That's what the Gemara is dealing with. So Rashi says over there, how do you know that it's Gemara Tesvav Med Aleph? Brach the Rabbanon he, so the Gemara says, the Omer Rabbanon, kol ha-mitzvahs kulam v'rach nehem evel asiyosam. So forget about, Rabbi Kivega sort of, Rabbi Kivega is bothered by it. He goes to a teretz, doesn't, where's that a proof? But more than that, is that where the din of Birchas HaMitzvah says? This is where the halacha of being makdim is. This is hilchas being makdim. Not, find me the place where it says you make Birchas HaMitzvah and I'll find where the raya is. This is a detail in Birchas HaMitzvah. So how does one prove from there that's Rabbanim? So I think Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara the way we're describing it now. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel's din is that you need to precede every mitzvah with a bracha. And we'll explain it in a second. So that is the core description of Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not there's a dinner Birchas HaMitzvah and you need the optimal time to do is beforehand, but the other way around. Saying the bracha beforehand is the core definition of Birchas HaMitzvah. And if you look at the sugi in Psachim, it really is very helpful. Rashi says, Oivel asiyosan, Rashi says over here, koidem, vayav malkefnem yaktim leilach beroish, vayav eskushi kodmo b'isav sholim. The word kodmo could mean like a hakdama. In other words, it's not where to put it, but the purpose of the bracha is to introduce the mitzvah. Let's put it together and let's see it in the Rambam, the way the Rambam starts his halachas and description. There are three types of brachas, which really are two types. There are brachos that the tachlis of the bracha is the tefillah sheboy, the shevach sheboy, the doidah sheboy. That is the substance of the bracha. Those are called birchas shevach. And that's why the Rambam says, every bracha is a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not the description of the bracha. And brachas rabbi sincham der sheva. So why do I make a bracha on lightning? The purpose of that bracha is in order to be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why there's a makom for tefillah also. Some birchas hashevach include a tefillah in it because it's a tefillah. It's a type of tefillah and subsumed under the big banner of avaratem Hashem alkeichem, the avodah shebelev is brachas tefillahs, and this is a type of bracha. There is another category split into two that the tachlis of the bracha is to be matir something else. It's when we eat something and be nana, certainly there's a shevach takarish baruch hu from the bracha. But the kana of the bracha was that we don't eat until, in other words, that the bracha is matad achila, like his lashon is. Midivrei soifrim is not levarach al kol meichel she'oichlim. Midivrei Seifim Levarcha Kol Michael Tchila V'Acharkach Yehena Mimeno. It's we eat it mikoyach the bracha that we made. We make a bracha, and mikoyach the bracha we make. That's where we eat it, and that's what the Rambam means. Kishem, just like kishem shochano kachvoko mitzvah mitzvah v'acharkach yaso isa. The Rambam's lashon is very very precise. The job of the bracha in the mitzvah is not in the bracha itself a shevach haidah. It's the way to introduce a mitzvah. So just like achila is introduced by a bracha, and the achila is an appropriate achila if it's an achila mikoyach a bracha. A mitzvah is appropriately a mitzvah mikoyach the bracha that you're making. So we're hearing a very, very big chiddush over here in the Rambam, that the tachlis of the bracha is it's an enhancement of the mitzvah. It's not an opportunity for a bracha, but eating without a bracha is like Chazal say, it's me'ila. Making a mitzvah without a bracha, midrabanan, is a lower level of kima mitzvah. The bracha is a hakdama, like it says, like k'dume, it's a hakdama for the mitzvah, and the chiv is to make the mitzvah mikoyach the bracha. That's the lashon, that's what Rama means. Let's go back to our inyan, and I think we'll have a much better understanding of it. So, first of all, let's go back just to reconfirm the Rambam's, this pshat, in the Rashi in Chumash and the Rashi in that we pointed out before. I don't know how to answer Olavarecha by Berchas Amaisris that the Nusach itself is a Rabbanan. My feeling is, you could say that the Pshat is there's a Chiev to make a Bracha on it, but the Nusach is certainly a Rabbanan. Midaraisa, any type of Bracha that you would make would work. Possibly, so on the question that we asked on the very point of it, I think it makes a lot of sense. We asked not making a bracha on trumas and maisis is a problem hilchas brachas, not hilchas trumas and maisis. The answer is no. The levarecha in mitzvahs it's a different trumas and maisis if you take it mikoyach bracha or not. So the chiyav levarecha. If you didn't make a bracha, you chipped away at something of the tzur of the mitzvah rather than just an additional bracha that you could have made. So the understanding of those Rashis also sit very well with this understanding that we're trying to say in the Rambam and in the Rashi in brachas. So we have two points, two places over here that seem to confirm that pshat. Let's go back to our machlekes in Erisin, in Berachas Erisin. I don't think the machlokas of Rishonim is whether it's a Birchas HaMitzvah or a Birchas HaShevach. I don't think that that's the point. I think the machlokas is in the heart of Birchas HaMitzvah itself. Let's take the two shitas and let's see the difference. One can learn, not like the Rambam and Rashi, that Birchas HaMitzvahs are a bracha about a mitzvah. What's the optimal time to say it? Beforehand. That's what Rambam Shmuel said. But it's not meaningless if you say it afterwards. It's also sort of a berchas hashevach associated with a mitzvah. Eating, everybody understands, it's like me'il chazal say, if you eat it without a bracha, you take it as not yours. Mitzvahs, you're doing a mitzvah, So that understanding of Birchas HaMitzvah doesn't have to be universal, and most Rishonim derive it, argue with that. And that's why they say, we have a choice. It's optimal to make the bracha beforehand. So that's the Mahadrin. Certainly, Gemara says you should make fun. But we run into a problem, what if she chickens out and says no? So we'd want to prefer not having a bracha levatola over that. And it's perfectly logical because all it is an optimal way of doing things. And okay, so we'd rather choose this. The Rambam Shita is that the Birchas HaMitzvah is that the Berachas HaMitzvah is something which its purpose is to introduce the mitzvah. It's a function of the mitzvah. It's not a bracha as a shevach. So how can you make it afterwards? There's no point in making it afterwards. It's not possible. If I can give you a mushel, maybe a little bit of a strange analogy, but in Kiddush, there's a question of, you know, the machlokes, whether you make hagafen first or the Kiddush itself first, machlokes b'shas hillel. Someone can come along and ask the Rav the following shaila. I forgot. I started with the bracha of Kiddush. Should I make Borpe Agafen or not? It's a reasonable shaila to ask according to both of them, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if a person messed up the Seder. Let's take something silly. When you say Bershus before the bracha, and somebody made the Agafen with the Kiddush, you've got to say Bershus. He'll ask a shaila, should he say Bershus now? It's ludicrous. Bershus what? I mean, Bershus is introduction to what you're doing, and if you did it, you did it. There's no makom. If the Berachas HaMitzvah is there to introduce, that's its tachlis, the function of the mitzvah, then there's no point to it. That's what the Rambam says, Masha Osu Osu, it's not Shayach. The only exception that the Rambam says exists is by Tvilas Ger, and I've seen, Davi Ezra explains that the Chalois, since he wasn't Shayach to mitzvahs before, the Etzem Mitzvah starts a minute afterwards. Whatever it is, he describes how that also... He's not working on my point, but there's a description to answer that. So we raised two issues with the Rambam. One issue was, isn't the Mitzvah continuous? So I think the Mitzvah of Kichas Isha is continuous. But the Maisa Erisin, as opposed to Tefillin and Sukkah, what's continuous is the same mice is continuous. So when I make now a bracha on the tefillin, I'm now introducing the next hanachas tefillin of the next minute or the next yeshiva sukkah. It's not true by the case of kedushin. It may be the kichas isha, but the mice that the takana was on is erisin. It's clearly that. We asked why is it different than bris. So I would say the following: since the mice have bris, they made two brachas. Since the Maisa Bris has one bracha that precedes it, so the second bracha is not there, it's lav dafka, that it's there to make the to introduce the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah of Mila has been introduced already. So that's already done. Once it's when Chazal made a second bracha on the Mitzvah, now there's room to categorize it as a type of Birchas HaShevach. But if there's only one bracha that's mitukin, then it, because since the mitzvah needs a bracha, if it has no bracha, the purpose of the bracha was clearly to give it its bracha. And therefore, it wouldn't work. So, just to sum up briefly, we saw big machlokes Rishonim went to make Berachas Erisin. Whether before or after, whether you could do it after, if you didn't do it before, that's another machlokes. And the Rambam is the one who most stridently says you cannot do it afterwards. Other Rishonim say either you should or you can do it afterwards. Nominally, people learn some machlokas as whether or not it's a Berachas HaMitzvah or Berachas HaShevach Erisin. And they look at the Nusach as being a little bit different, unusual. We try to understand in the Rambam and in Rashi that the concept of Berachas HaMitzvah is very different than one would normally expect. Berachas HaMitzvah is much closer to Berachas HaNenin, in the sense that it's introduction to the next activity. It's not just optimal to do it before, but the mohus of the bracha, the essence of the bracha, is to allow you to eat, is a netilas seshus for doing a mitzvah. And therefore, it's not preferable to do it before, it's impossible to do it after. The Rambam is consistent with that understanding. We sort of read into the Rambam in his general introduction of his brachas, and we saw it most sharply in Birchas Erisin, where he says that, and I think that's the lashon we want daik v'charkach Erisin. He says that the mechus of the bracha is to make the bracha and to do the mitzvah mikoyach the bracha. It's, so therefore it's impossible to do it afterwards because mashenasa nasa.